Welcome to Landlord Self-Help Center's module about lawful rent. The information offered in this presentation is intended as general information. It is not legal advice. If you need more information, please contact a legal service provider. For detailed information about the forms, please refer to the other landlord learning modules. In Ontario, the Residential Tenancies Act is the provincial law that governs most residential rental agreements. It defines the rights and responsibilities of both landlords and tenants and outlines appropriate reasons for giving a notice of termination. It also establishes rules and frameworks for lawful rent, vacancy decontrol, and rent increases. The RTA defines rent as an amount of money given to a landlord in exchange for the right to occupy a rental unit. And lawful rent is the amount of rent a landlord is legally able to charge. Vacancy decontrol means that a landlord is able to charge higher rent when there is a turnover for a rental unit. This new rent then becomes the lawful rent for the unit. For example, your current tenants are renting a unit at $1,000 a month. When they leave and their tenancy ends, the landlord is able to charge the new tenants $1,500 a month for the same rental unit, without having to apply for a rent increase with the Landlord and Tenant Board. When setting the rent, the landlord and tenant may decide to have other amenities or services included in the rent, are listed as separate charges, such as a parking spot, storage space such as a garage or shed, utilities, or air conditioning. Any additional amenities or services provided should be clearly defined in the written tenancy agreement. When setting the rent for the rental unit, make sure to base it on the unit and amenities or services included. It is not necessarily good to base it on the number of people. If a tenant decides to have another person move into the rental unit with them, the landlord cannot increase the rent because of the extra person. Regardless of the wording of the lease agreement, tenants are allowed to have guests and/or rent out a portion of their unit without the landlord's permission. In cases where the extra person is causing damages, interfering with the reasonable enjoyment of others, or causing overcrowding in the unit, the landlord must comply with the Landlord and Tenant Board process described in the Residential Tenancy Act to terminate the tenancy. Landlords also need to make sure that advertisements do not discriminate. Review the Human Rights Code requirements or reach out to a legal service provider for clarifications. The lawful rent for a rental unit can be affected by things such as allowable rent increases, rent reductions due to tax decreases, agreements to increase the rent, and agreements to decrease the rent. A notice of rent increase can be given to tenants once every 12 months with proper written 90 days notice. The percentage allowed is based on the Ontario Consumer Price Index and is announced by the Ministry of Municipal Affairs and Housing by August 31st of the previous year. If a rent increase is not provided for a certain year, it is forfeited. Loss increases cannot be taken. In some cases, an exemption may apply, and the rental unit may not be required to follow the regular rent increase rules. For clarification about your specific rental unit, contact a legal service provider. The regulations of the RTA sets the amount of rent reduction tenants can receive at 20% of tax decreases, 15% for buildings containing 6 or fewer rental units. This rule is based on the assumption that approximately 20% of the landlord's rental revenue is used to pay property tax. With properties containing 7 units or more, the Act requires the municipality to notify both landlords and tenants if the property tax had been reduced by more than 2.49%. With properties containing 6 or fewer units, the automatic rent reduction still applies to these complexes. And the burden is on the landlord to notify the tenant if the tax decreases by more than 2.49%. In certain cases, landlords and tenants are allowed to agree to an increase in rent where something new is being added to the unit, such as a parking space or an additional service. The maximum increase in rent allowed is the actual cost to the landlord of the service provided. Where the actual cost cannot be established, the rent increase can reflect a reasonable amount based on the value of the service. An agreement is void if it has been entered into as a result of coercion or as a result of a false, incomplete, or misleading representation by the landlord or the landlord's agent. Section 121 of the RTA allows landlords and tenants to agree to increase the rent above the guideline if the landlord has carried out or plans to carry out a capital expenditure, or the landlord has provided or promised to provide a new or additional service. The Form N10 agreement to increase the rent above the guideline must be used when entering an agreement to increase the rent. The agreement made between the parties comes into effect 6 days after the agreement has been signed. Tenants have the right to change their mind and cancel their agreement within 5 days of signing it. The maximum increase allowed is the guideline plus 3%. Any notice of rent increase given to the tenant before the agreement to increase rent was signed becomes void if it takes effect on or after the date the agreed increase is to take effect. Section 123 of the RTA allows a landlord to increase the rent charged at any time if the landlord and tenant agree that the landlord will add any of the following with respect to the tenant's occupancy of the rental unit: a parking space, a prescribed service, facility, privilege, accommodation, or thing. There's no specific form required for this type of increase, but is recommended that the agreement is put in writing. Landlords and tenants can also come to agreements to decrease the rent. This happens when something will no longer be provided to the tenant, such as a parking space. If the landlord removes a tenant's privilege, service, or facility and does not reduce the rent, as agreed between the parties, a tenant can file a T3 application for a rent reduction with the landlord and tenant board. The tenant has up to 1 year to file this application from when a service or facility was discontinued. Rent discounts are extremely tricky and need to be done perfectly. If rent discounts are not carried out properly, the lawful rent amount will be negatively impacted. Before offering rent discounts, landlords are encouraged to speak with a legal service provider. Landlords can be fined up to $35,000 by the landlord and tenant board if they have unlawfully increased the rent without proper notice before 12 months have passed since the last increase or by an amount that is more than the allowable amount. Tenants can file the T1 application for a rent rebate if they feel they have been charged an illegal rent and they have up to 1 year since the illegal rent was charged to file the application. Section 135.1 of the RTA deems an illegal rent increase lawful if the tenant has paid the increased rent in respect of each rental period for at least 12 consecutive months and has not filed an application with the LTB with respect to this issue within a year from when the rent was first increased. To recap, landlords can only increase the rent once every 12 months in the form approved by the landlord and tenant board. Rent can only be increased by the guideline amount unless the unit is exempt or the landlord obtained permission from the LTB. Keep in mind, tenants can apply to the LTB to have their rent reduced if the landlord is not taking care of a maintenance problem, there has been a reduction in services or taxes, and if money was collected by the landlord illegally. Thank you for watching this module about lawful rent. The information offered in this presentation is intended as general information. It is not legal advice. If you have a specific issue or situation, please contact a legal service provider.